KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have cloudy skies. It's windy and 53 degrees. We look for scattered light rain today. And winds shifting from the southwest to the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour, a high of 56. Radar shows currently that there are some more moderate showers down in the south, central, and central portions of Cass County and down across the Mills and Adams County, or Mills and Montgomery County lines, I should say. And that is all moving off to the east with a little bit of a drift to the northeast. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, Cass County Health System officials yesterday announced that effective immediately, visitors are now limited to all CCHS facilities. The measure was being enacted to protect the health of patients, staff, volunteers, and visitors, and to proactively limit the spread of the COVID-19. The visitor limitations are the same precautions that are taken during peak influenza times, which is still active in Iowa. Therefore, effective immediately, visitors are now limited to one or two essential support persons per inpatient. Essential support persons must be 18 years of age or older and in good health. Volunteer services will be temporarily suspended until further notice. That includes volunteers at the information desk, gift shop, and other locations throughout the Cass County Health System. And these measures are being taken to protect the health of the volunteers. Also, non-essential meetings for the public, including Healthy You, which is scheduled for next week, are postponed until further notice. The public is encouraged to continue practicing good hand hygiene. Frequent hand washing with soap and water is the best first line of defense against the spread of viruses. Now, CCHS officials do not encourage the use of masks by healthy individuals. Masks should be used by individuals with respiratory symptoms such as fever, cough, sneezing, when they are within any CCHS facility for care. Individuals who are sick should also cover all coughs and sneezes, either in their elbow or through the use of tissues, and they should stay home until they are well. Well, members of the Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening received an update on Trojan Athletic Facilities Project from FRK Architect Principal Tom Wallen and Snyder & Associates Engineer Dave Sturm. Superintendent Steve Barber made note, first of all, about the roof that was installed on the Trojan Bowl concession stand. He says it's been enclosed and crews are getting close to pouring a slab on grade later this week or early next week.
And then the retaining wall, which looks really, really makes that space pop there. And then they moved some big equipment over, so they're going to start moving some dirt again. So that's probably a macro view of what's going on.
Tom Wallen from FRK added that the general contractor, Roshan, is ahead of schedule in some areas, a little bit behind in other areas, but again, that's mostly due to weather.
The big push is to get the utilities done at the Trojan Bowl so they can get that final grading happening. So a little bit of a water issue at the south end of the Trojan Bowl now, which we're addressing. Then the other big push is to get the fields graded for baseball and softball, so we can get that final grade and prep to get the grass down as soon as possible so that our seasons of grass growth before baseball, softball fields are used.
Snyder's Dave Sturm said the standing water problem is apparently due to an underground spring.
There's a pretty significant ground seep coming up that's just keeping that soaking wet, and we're going to address that with probably some additional tile. We have some tiling in the hillside, but I think this water is probably even deeper than that. So we have a drain system underneath the turf field right now. We will just extend some tile runs over to collect that. And so that'll be another change request when the time comes, and that'll be, again, nothing major that we can't handle.
Wallen says he knows the public is scrutinizing the project as it evolves.
We know there's a lot of eyeballs in this community on the project, so we've got a lot of job site supervisors.
And he said that when the facilities construction school board liaison Bob Sweeney is doing a good job as a point person when it comes to questions from the public about each stage of the project. In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved the previously mentioned resignations of girls varsity assistant track coach Abby Becker and Washington paraeducator Cammie Bruck, along with the addition last night of Kimberly Denning, special education teacher at the Link Center. They also approved several contract recommendations, as previously mentioned, with the addition last night of Crystal Sunderman as paraeducator bus monitor 1 hour per day. And following a public hearing, the board approved the 2020-2021 school year calendar, the replacement of a poorly draining Schuler roof, the high school HVAC replacement project, which came in under cost estimates. That allows them to get an additional HVAC unit for the high school. They also set their 6 p.m. April 8th board meeting as the date and time for a public hearing on the 2020-2021 certified budget. Well, following the historic 2019 flooding in eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa, the Departments of Transportation in both states continue to coordinate efforts to minimize the impacts of anticipated flooding in 2020. Because of last year's events, some areas may be more vulnerable to flooding this year. Officials say because of the work that's been done over the past year, travelers in both states should be cautious that flooding impacts will not be the same as they have been in the past. Levee repairs, officials say, by both the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and local levee districts, and roadway improvements, especially to Interstate 29 and Iowa 90, or rather Iowa Highway 2 on the Iowa side, will impact how flood water flows into those areas as compared to the flooding last fall. Now, Nebraska and Iowa DOT officials coordinate regularly on improvements that have been made to each state's transportation system following last year's flooding. This includes specific projects on roadways connecting the states like Iowa and Nebraska Highway 2, U.S. 34, and Interstate 680. Other projects have provided strengthening to shoulders and roadsides, especially along I-29 and I-680, that may help to keep roads open longer and increase the ability to reopen the roads sooner should flooding occur in those areas again this spring. Five new flood sensors have been installed in areas where potential flooding is anticipated this spring. Those sensors will give transportation officials better information about river levels in key areas, allowing for emergency materials and equipment to be moved into place earlier than planned in the past. The two states will be coordinating their communication efforts through news releases and through social media. The Mills County Emergency Management Agency said the other day that reports that during the week of February 4th of 2020, the Mills County Board of Supervisors had submitted an application to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, for funding under the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program to assist with funding for property buyouts located in the unincorporated area of Mills County. Notice of the approval of the application is expected to be received within the next 30 days. Now, once that approval has been received, qualified property owners will be notified by mail with a formal offer to purchase along with appraisals. The offer to purchase will have a response deadline. The process is expected to take at least an additional 30 days. If the offer to purchase is accepted, the property will go through the normal closing process like any other real estate transaction. Local authorities say they expect the buyout process to be completed within the next 180 days. The buyout option, they note, is completely voluntary, and either party can walk away from the process up until the time of closing. For more information, you can contact the Southwest Iowa Planning Council at 1-866-279-4720. Local producers have several opportunities to discuss and learn more about marketing grain thanks to a series of workshops that have been hosted this winter by Patrick Hatting, Farm Management Specialist for Southwest Iowa with ISU Extension and Outreach. The meetings have been held monthly throughout the winter, beginning in December. The final meeting is set for this evening here in Atlantic and will feature Justin Newman and Brandon Barron of Gavilion, utilizing their market simulator for hands-on experience with contracts and options. The doors for the event open at 6 p.m. The program is at 6:30. There is no cost to attend thanks to local sponsorship from First Whitney Bank and Trust in Atlantic, Cass County Extension, and Cass County Farm Bureau. They'd like you to pre-register if you can, but that'll help for planning for materials. But walk-in registrations are also welcome tonight. For more information or to pre-register, call the Cass County Extension office at 243-1132. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.